The General Denver sits in the heart of Wilmington, Ohio. The Tudor-style hotel with a restaurant and bar has seen a lot of history. It was built in 1928, and these days, it's the place to be on Wednesday nights. About a year ago, some local musicians wanted a hometown venue. Now, owner of the General Denver, Molly DeLay, is thrilled.
There isn't any comparison. They are, that's black and white, really different. It is great.
Molly says there's a liveliness that wasn't there before. The room is filled and beer is flowing, and she says the crowd is cross-generational.
Taylor Stuckert and Mark Rembert. Wow, what a boom for our area.
She's talking about the two young men who came back to Wilmington and are working to move its economy forward by going green. Tonight, they're here at the General Denver, meeting with friends, family, and coworkers. Everyone seems to know each other in this small town.
We'll talk about work tonight. We'll talk about work all day long. I mean, we'll talk about work on Saturday afternoon. I mean, and so the sort of lines blur together. But that's the sort of excitement of working in a community like Wilmington in your hometown, is that you can do that and it doesn't feel overbearing.
Mark Rembert and his friend Taylor Stuckert created Energize Clinton County, a not-for-profit meant to deal with job losses from DHL. Mark and Taylor went to high school together in Wilmington, but they both left for college, spent some time on the East Coast. Taylor even went to Bolivia with the Peace Corps. But now they find themselves back in Wilmington, and it's not something Taylor saw for himself when he envisioned his future.
Before I joined the Peace Corps, I was wanting to leave New York, and I was looking at different places to move. And I remember looking at like Portland, Oregon, Vancouver, and maybe Portland, Maine. And I just remember thinking, like, I don't know why I want to move to these places.
When DHL left Wilmington, Taylor says he and Mark saw it as their chance to do something for their community that they couldn't do elsewhere.
And in Wilmington, you have a very real opportunity. In most small towns, you have a real opportunity to really fit in and make an impact on where you live.
Since I last checked in with Mark and Taylor, they've been busy. Their group is helping Wilmington business through a buy local campaign. They've engaged green companies with interest in the town. And Mark says they've helped bring in stimulus money for green projects.
Even during one of the most difficult periods in our community's history, we were still proactive, innovative. We were looking for new opportunities. And I think and I hope that that's what companies are going to be looking for.
This is unique to have young people come back to the community and say, I want to try to fix things.
Chris Schock is director of Clinton County Regional Planning.
You know, when the economy's down, you have to be creative. We're not waiting for the Germans to show up with jobs. You know, we have to be able to do it ourselves.
Energize Clinton County isn't just a couple of young guys with great ideas. The community has largely embraced their efforts. The mayor's office, the county, and local businesses have all been on board. And last summer, they all came together to form what they're calling the country's first green enterprise zone. Over dinner at the General Denver, Mark and Taylor and Chris Schock are trading jokes. And there are others at the table, too. One of them is Eric Winden. He's one of the people Mark and Taylor have lured back to Wilmington.
Yeah. Mark and I went to preschool together. We went to Quaker preschool together.
Eric is back as an AmeriCorps volunteer who's creating a program to use community gardens to feed people who are in need. Tomorrow, we'll get our hands dirty with Eric and the Grow Food, Grow Hope program. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.